So in this particular module, we're going to look at a single element of something that we call the marketing mix. And the marketing mix is really a collection of four different specific topics. At least in my world, there were four specific topics of marketing that every marketer needs to be paying attention to. That's product, pricing, promotion, and distribution. And in this particular module, we're going to spend some time unpacking the whole issue of how marketing people determine pricing, price ranges for a particular product or a particular service. And we'll spend some time going through that whole issue. And part of the questions that are going to be answered in this particular module are, what is meant by a pricing strategy? What is a pricing strategy? Identifying the key determinants for how you develop a pricing decision-making, policy decision-making process. Identifying the different methods that are available for pricing products and services. You think you just put numbers on a dartboard and you throw darts at it. Well, that may be one method, but it might not be the most effective. There are multiple different methods that marketing people use for pricing products and services. And one of the other things that we'll spend some time looking at is exploring how product strategy fits in with the other elements of the marketing mix that I just mentioned. A little bit of an introduction. Marketing is defined, as we've talked about before, the management process that's responsible for identifying, anticipating, and satisfying customer demand, customer requirements at a profitable level. And the key words in that definition in relation to pricing policy are customer requirements and profitability. The prices that a customer or company sets for its products and its services really have to strike a very careful balance between getting acceptance with the target customers, and if you don't, they ignore you, and making a profit for the organization. The first thing that we really need to define here is what is meant by price. Price is defined as the amount of money for which something or an object or a service is offered for sale. A pricing strategy, then, the definition of a pricing strategy is a plan which determines the best, at the time that it's made, pricing decision. The planning of prices, including the setting of discounts and considering items such as the price of competitive products, manufacturing and distribution costs, the firm's growth and profitability objectives, customer wants and needs, and the elasticity of demand. In other words, is there high demand, low demand? Does that fluctuate throughout? Is it seasonal? Whatever. So pricing strategy. When setting prices, you need to consider a number of different things. Whether you're going to ever will need or want to discount these products at any given time. So maybe if it's a seasonal product, maybe at the end of the season you might want to discount the products without having necessarily to take a huge loss on them. The price that the competition charges. What kind of pricing strategy are they doing based on their own set of circumstances? You're going to want to look at the cost of providing the product or the service. In other words, you have a cost of all the overhead of your organization. You have the cost of the raw materials. You're paying people to manufacture the pieces, assemble the pieces, package it up. You're going to have freight costs, which frankly have really gotten expensive, the logistics. And you're going to want to add all that stuff up and figure out, well, what do you need to charge in order for you to make a profit and enable your resellers, like your retailers, your distributors, enable them to market up and sell it at a profit as well. You're going to want to consider your market position. Are you a market leader? Are you a leader as a luxury item, as a low-cost provider? You're going to want to look at the type and the nature of the customer demand, if an increase or a decrease in the price might affect the quantities of this product or services that are being purchased. And then last, you want to take a look at the pricing strategy relative to the market segments that you're looking to attract. There's so many variables here, but the younger age groups, for example, like 20-year-olds may have a fairly significant amount of disposable income, especially if they're living at home with mom and dad, for example. Whereas 30-year-olds are typically in a point in life where they have a mortgage and four kids and three car payments and, you know, all that financial responsibility, and that may have a very big impact if you decide that you want to raise your prices by 20%. So you need to pay attention to how your pricing strategy interacts with the target market segments that you're chasing. Pricing strategy, the price is really a key element in the whole marketing mix, because for a profit-motivated company, it relates directly to the total revenue and ultimately to the profit of the business. And the two boxes that you see here really kind of lays it out. Profits are equal to your total revenue, to your total incoming cash, minus your total cost of making the products, of the payroll that you got to pay. But then you also got what the accounting people, CPAs, will refer to as general and administrative expenses, the cost of the building, the cost of the electricity to light the lights in the office, the cost of the receptionist that you have at the front door, those kinds of things. Or you can take and relate all that to, in the second box down below, it says profits is equal to prices times the quantity sold minus your total cost. So those are two ways that you can define profit. And this is something that if you're relatively new to the business world, this could be a couple of concepts here that you might want to pay attention to. Make a note of that. Key determinants. How do you determine when you need to deal with a different type of pricing strategy? What goes into determining what kind of pricing strategy you want to work with? Here's a list of a couple of the key ones. Organizations and marketing objectives that your organization might have. Pricing objectives, do you want to be the luxury item? Do you want to be middle of the road, part of the pack, or do you want to be the low-cost provider? Pricing strategy is very heavily dependent on costs, and key costs that would be included here is the shipping cost of putting the product in a box and shipping it out by the post office or by UPS. Another item would be other marketing mix variables, like maybe you have a huge promotion going on where you're sponsoring a sports team in town, for example, one of the professional sports team, and you're running up a lot of costs. Or you could be hiring someone like a key celebrity to serve as an influencer to talk about your product and play it up and try to get a following amongst his followers for your products and services. That's expensive stuff. You've got to include that cost into the cost of doing business in order to make a profit, right? I mean, you can't ignore it. It's there. Legal and regulatory issues. There are some businesses where you need to pay a lot of attention to regulatory issues. And I'm thinking again of utilities, but also you get into some of the things where you talk about minimum advertised pricing issues for products. So those all come into play with that, legal and regulatory issues. Healthcare would be a big issue, big item here. Competition, what are they doing for pricing strategy? How are they, what kind of pricing terms are they offering? Do they have monthly payments? Do they expect cash up front? Do they take credit cards? Do they want checks? Do they want cash? How do they do it? Buyer's perceptions of pricing strategy. This, again, is where you get into the luxury item versus a low-cost provider. Product or service. And then the other thing, the other key element here that you really need to be aware of relative to your whole, the pricing strategy versus your whole marketing mix is how are you going to sell this? Do you have different channels that you're going to work with, like retailers or wholesalers, or are you going to be selling your product direct to the end user via an online channel of some sort like Amazon or eBay or your own e-commerce website. So these are all, well, not all of them, but these are some of the more key things that we'll pay attention to as we're trying to answer the question of how much are we going to charge for this stuff. Here's a nice little chart here about how factors influence the pricing selection. You got marketing demand, you got competitors' pricing behavior and type, legal regulatory requirements, and then up on the top you got the overall objectives, marketing sales objectives, marketing costs, product costs. Pricing strategies. Okay, we mentioned that there were several different pricing strategies that marketing people and business senior business people will work with. Strategies that you have here are quantity or trade discounts. So a lot of times you're familiar that if you buy one, you pay a certain price, but if you buy three of them, you might get a price that's 10% off or even, you know, bigger price discounts for bigger quantities. Trade discounts, that's kind of interesting because every once in a while you will get discounts if you're in the trade. Like you're an interior designer, for example, and you go recommend stuff to a carpeting from a specific source to one of your clients. And that carpet store will provide that interior designer with, you know, either a commission or a discount to buy that carpet to put in that client's home. Cash discounts. There are places sometimes that if you pay by cash, you can get your product or your service for less money. It may cost more if you use a credit card or a debit card, for example. Freight costs. How much is it going to cost to ship this stuff? Do you want that overnight? Do you want to have it on your desk tomorrow morning, or can you wait a week for it? And again, that will very much play a part in the cost of that you're going to want to price your product at, if it's going to be separate or if it's going to be added on. Freight costs, to me, are surprisingly expensive. And maybe some people might look at that and say, well, it's just sort of, you know, kind of like life. But to me, you know, you can buy stuff for, you know, buy an item for $7, and I've seen people repeatedly pay $10, $12, $15 to ship it. And it's like, you know, sometimes that just doesn't make sense, but maybe it does. Different topic for a different day. Flexible pricing, price lining, leader pricing. I don't think we'll get into much in the flexible pricing or the price lining part, but the leader pricing, to me, has always been very prevalent in the grocery industry. You will very often see a grocery chain advertise ketchup or some sort of a vegetable at a very, very low price. Let's say ketchup, for example. The reason they do that is because if you're going in there to buy ketchup, they know that you probably want hot dogs, hot dog buns, you'll want pickles, and who knows, maybe potato salad or macaroni and cheese or something to go along with it to make the complete meal. And not everything in that group of menu items that I just gave you is being priced at a loss leader pricing. Quantity discounts or trade discounts, and again, we kind of covered this a little bit, but we'll quick run through this again. Deductions from a seller's list price that are offered to encourage customers to buy in bulk. And if you buy an example of that again is if you buy a specific resort package, children fly free. Trade discounts, reductions in the list price that are offered to buyers and payment for marketing functions that they're going to perform. So, you know, I gave you a few examples of that a little while ago. Trade discounts of the interior designer, so on. Cash discounts, a deduction that's granted to buyers for showing up with cash or buying within a specific period of time. Usually calculated on a net amount due after first deducting the trade and the quantity discounts from the base price. Flexible pricing strategy. With a flexible pricing strategy, similar customers might each pay a different price when buying similar quantities of a product. this could be probably, there are some business cases here where I am aware of where certain customers, based on the amount of product, the amount of stuff that they'll do with a certain business, may be at pricing level one. A bigger company might be coming in as a level three, and they will get appropriate discounts based on that. Essentially, it's kind of a sophisticated version of quantity pricing. Price lining involves selecting a limited number of prices at which a business will sell related products. And the great example of that is a shoe shop, which sells several different styles of shoes at $69.95, but then they have another whole group of shoes that they're selling at the $89.95 price level. Leader pricing, again, I was using the analogy of going to a grocery store, buying ketchup to attract customers, and the reason is they know that you didn't just show up to buy ketchup. You showed up to buy a lot of other stuff, but as long as ketchup is on sale, you're going to go there, right? So that's why they do it. So here's an activity. I'd like you to take a minute here and give this a little bit of thought. If you owned a fast food restaurant chain, let's just imagine that you're independently wealthy, maybe not, but you still own a fast food chain restaurant, and you're considering selling one of your products at below cost for, let's say, 2-3 days. Take a minute, just a minute, and I want you to think about why you would do something like that. Just kind of formulate some ideas in your mind. Why would you cut one of your product costs below, or product prices below cost? So just a little bit of feedback to answer that, help you answer that question. This is actually known as something that we would call a tactical price reduction, and it can be introduced for a short period of time, even if it doesn't cover the costs. And again, this is probably not something that you would want to do long term. It would be just simply a tactic that you would use to just drive more business over a short time period. Restaurants are especially adept at doing this, where they might take a local direct mail outlet and they might put a coupon in there for buy one, get one free, for example. That's a great example of a tactical price reduction. And they might do it temporarily just to match a competitor's price. They might want to generate maybe not a substantial cash flow, but it might drive more business. It might create new customers. It might help them to increase market share. So that's why they do this.